This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's nice to have you today. And before Susan Jason get a good interview, I want to compliment you. You smell so nice.
Thank you so much.
The smell wasn't like this before you came, and now you're here. Hey, the smell is rich.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much, Mama. So today we're having an interview with Mrs. Hlubi from Cooperations, and today we'll be focusing more into Careers Fair event. But for more information, let's welcome Mrs. Zama Hlubi. And yes, we did that. And so, Mam Zama Hlubi, sicela ukuthi usichazele kabanzi ukuthi what is a Careers Fair event?
Okay, thank you so much, Asanda, and thank you for that lovely introduction. What is Career Fair? What we're talking about? Okay, Careers Fair, it's an event whereby we invite companies, organizations to come to MUT. They showcase themselves, they exhibit, they do presentations, sometimes they do interviews, they do recruitment. All this is for our students, the MUT students and the graduates. Even though the companies do showcase themselves, the main goal is to expose our students and our graduates. So the Careers Fair, in short, is that platform for students to showcase themselves, to talk to companies, you know, to know more about companies that they would otherwise dream about talking to.
Yes. Okay, Mam Hlubi. So, okay. What inspired you to organize this career fair, and what do you hope students will take away from this experience?
Okay, it started in 2012 when I joined MUT. Careers Fair is one of my KPAs. It's a part of my job.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. So it's a requirement that I must do Careers Fair on a yearly basis.
Okay.
But it's not only because it's a job, but it's something that I like. I like to do event. I like to mingle with companies. I like to keep the relationship going. So for me, it's another way of doing that is to ensure that we have companies on annual basis. We make sure that our relationship with companies, they continue. So Careers Fair is one of those ways of ensuring that our relationship with companies, it stays and it grows, and it's making sure that we have new companies on campus as well every year.
Okay, Mami, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Hlubi. I also have a question that I would love to ask. Like, what set this Career Fair apart from other events, and what unique value does it offer to students?
Okay. What is the main thing for Careers Fair is that it's about the student.
Yes.
If I can say, kahle, if you go to Careers Fair, I'm a starring lapha ma students.
Yeah.
Because every company is they're focusing on student. What is MUT student looking for? What they want, you know?
Yes.
Even though we can't dictate on what companies must do or mustn't do, but on the 2 days that they're here, it's all about MUT students and graduates.
Oh, thank you. So are there any other specific industries or sectors that will be represented at the Career Fair? And how will students benefit from these connections?
Okay, there's a lot of companies. At the moment, we've got about 51 companies.
Yes.
So I won't be able to mention all, but I would mention just a few.
Mm-hmm.
We've got companies like Africa Health Research Institute. We've got Agriculture Research Council.
Yeah.
We've got Bell Equipment.
Mm.
We've got Blencore. We've got Coca-Cola. Yes, we've got Ama drinks as well.
Wow.
I did that.
Yes.
Corusel. And then, you know, there's a lot of companies that I haven't mentioned. Mm. We also have the CETAs, the Cat CETA, with Bank CETA, Cheetah, Mer CETA. Yeah. We've got Durban ICC, we've got Ethekwini Municipality, Umsunduzi Municipality, Alfred Nzo, Ugu. Yeah, there's PRASA, there's Transnet, there's a lot. Umgeni Water is there. South African revenue is there.
All this organized by you.
Yes, with my colleagues, of course.
Oh, hey, yeah, you are doing amazing, Mama. Okay, last question. What message do you hope students will take away from this career fair, and how will it inspire them to pursue their career's goals?
You know, you go to any university, you study, you finish, you graduate. They've got a chance of mingling with companies before they are becoming graduates. They must make use of this opportunity. Yes. They mustn't just go there for the freebies. Yes, freebies are there, but they must go prepared. Talk to companies, you know. This is about them. This is their future. They must just own it.
Okay.
So they must go there prepared, talk to companies, sell themselves.
Okay.
You know, if Ngozama are my own brand, Nabo, they are their own brand. They must sell themselves to those companies.
Yes, Ngizule, Mama, you said Xobekuna no Coca-Cola lapa. So I can go there and advertise myself saying I'm doing accounting or I'm doing electrical engineering. Ngibuz and Joguti, how to get umsebe and lapana, those type of questions.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey. That's what you're expected to do. You know more. How do you apply to these companies? What are they looking for? You know, which website to use?
Yeah, what qualification must I have?
Exactly.
Hey, hi, Mama. You are doing amazing. I don't want to lie. Thank you so much for your time. Yes, that was Mrs. Thubi from Core Operations. Yes, so nizwileke ukuthi ke today, oyilalelile interview uyazi ukuthi ke when to. Okay, you said izobe ise ikuphi nendawo?
It's the same.
It's Semi Hall. Yay!
On the 15th and 16th, which is Thursday and Friday.
Okay, thank you so much.
So make sure that you share your responses on our WhatsApp studio line at 0681-608-832 or call us at 031-907-7194 to get more of the information.
Mrs. Lube, ngicazinje okwakho usukuqedileke manje ay. Ose obonayo ukuthi sikhona isidingo sokuye ozazi ukuthi wathi mengena emangosuthu uzokwenzani. Uyazi ukuthi kumele enze njani.
Thank you so much Ayanda and thank you so much Nobuhle.
Thank you so much Mama.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.